expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sovereign minds.
Yeah, could change it up a little bit. Yeah.
Everybody. Oh, is that what that's called?
Yeah, thanks for all that support there.
Hey, you would hammer me if it was other
I
way around.
Stop it.
Oh, please.
Stop it. Okay, so my name is Mark Kent, and I have nobody in here with me, and I'm by myself.
Yeah, okay. We'll see how that works for you.
I'm your host, and
you don't
Sunday
understand. Sue and I are on the same page together. We are.
Yeah. It's Sunday, July 12th. Once again, I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And we're changing it up.
And our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great gal, we've got Sue.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Absolutely. So, you know, I thought about maybe modifying this, but and I'm going to. We're still in the USA that is in an unfunded seventh circle of out-of-control debt perpetrated by banksters that has spun us into a mountain of interest and fiat paper, no longer backed by real money, while the mainstream media, meatheads, prostitutes, politicians, pedophiles, liars, leakers, libtards, and lowlifes that have painted themselves into a corner filled with a steaming pile of political correctness, Marxism gone wild. Maybe that sounds like it has a little more meaning these days.
Which part?
All
gone
of it.
Wild.
All
the
of
Marxists?
All
the
of it.
The Marxists have gone wild, that's for sure.
They just printed like $3.7 trillion last month to keep everything propped up.
Oh, but that's a good thing. Listen to the mainstream media. That is a
well,
good thing.
What I'm going to tell you right now is that, yeah, we're spinning the plates. We're spinning the plates right now, but we're not in a recovery here. This is going to get worse. Wait till all of the commercial mortgage-backed securities, number one, commercial mortgages are going through the roof on defaults because people have been put out of business because of the policies. You've got people that are on unemployment. When does that run out? You've got people, what's going to happen when these businesses go under? You got 50% of the restaurants starting to go under that are not going to open back up. This is going to get ugly, people. Be ready and prepared.
Yeah, and there's some of the businesses and stuff that haven't recovered from the last one yet fully.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? They're still in turmoil over this. So what's going to happen?
Absolutely. So
yeah.
I want to get to my first pet peeve today, although there's many, but this is might as well start with this one. Does everybody know that when you donate to Black Lives Matter that you're donating to Joe Biden's campaign?
It does not go to Black Lives Matter.
It goes to the DNC through Act Blue. This is an absolute fact. This is not speculation. This is the truth. Okay, and you can go look on Black Lives Matter website, and it says Act Blue, and then you can go to Act Blue and follow the money because they're a 501c3 organization and see where all their money's going. So when you donate to Black Lives Matter, if you think you're donating to Black Lives Matter and you're helping, the downtrodden people they get like 1% or less than 1% of the money. And the rest goes to Joe Biden's campaign and his basement bunker where he's trying to put two words together in a sentence and figure out who's going to be his running mate because we're not sure who that's going to be. We know if it's Hillary, he's probably going to get whacked 3 months 3 months in because she wants to be president pretty bad. And then, you know, the other one, I don't know, Michelle Obama. And we already know she has the cojones for that, right?
Yeah. And doesn't most of those donations also go to the Tides Foundation and then filter out to the Democratic Party from there?
That's different. That's another end run by George Soros that's coming from the Tides Foundation. And they just had a Supreme Court ruling this last week where they said that the federal government can no longer fund those because Soros was getting grants from the federal government. He was getting payouts from Obama and Biden and all these guys that were in power back when they were in power before Trump, and they were getting millions and millions of dollars of grants to fund these organizations like MoveOn.org or the Tides Foundation, and that was all. So they were using our own money for our destruction while this guy sits over in Europe and pretends that he's a good guy, doing some work of the devil, I think. But he... And I posted something on him, it's on Facebook, about how he supports human trafficking and that kind of stuff.
Right.
What a stellar guy, so this is the guy that has already stated that he wants to bring down America. And is he working with, Joe and the boys? Yeah. I mean, it's not speculation. So that's my first thing that I think everybody needs to be aware of, is that you better do your homework and see what's going on. Now, I know we're preaching to the choir here because, our audience is mainly conservative, but you've got a bunch of guys out there running around. Well, Black Lives Matter. Yeah, well, it depends on if you're a Marxist or not, because, Black Lives don't matter when when you're not a Marxist. And so the problem is that, if you look back at the people that were, let's take a look at the couple there in St. Louis where they have, they're defending their property after the Black Lives Matter guys broke through the gate because they're white supremacists and they should be taken down. And so they're standing out there, with their AR-15 and a pistol defending their property. And so they're the bad guys, right? Well, come to find out that they're not only the bad guys, but white, but the fact is that they're Democrats who supported Black Lives Matter, and attorneys. Now, this is an example. Rodney Dangerfield used to say, "Hey, I know what tigers eat the young." And that's what we're talking about. These guys will eat up their own guys. I mean, at the end of the day, because they're just useful idiots and they just want to get rid of everybody who's standing in the way. Because when you get to the point where they go, "Where all the free stuff at?" They go, "No."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I mean, it's crazy. It's absolutely. They are
crazy. They're completely crazy. They're off the charts crazy because at the end of the day, these Marxists don't give about a rat's, behind about anything but power.
Yeah.
And if you can't see that, you're not looking very hard.
And back to the donations, it's quite a lot of sum of money. I'm just saying, I'm looking at some of the figures, and I mean, yeah, it's not just peanuts, pennies in the bucket. They're donating a lot of money.
And then you got guys like, this is from the California Political Review. We've got Seattle. Seattle has made segregation a policy of the city. This Havana of the West is the modern-day Selma, Alabama in 1960. It's racist and proud of it. Seattle held racially segregated employee training sessions aimed at white staffers and instructing them on undoing their own whiteness.
Mm-hmm.
That's not racist, though, because they're white, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they have training, education going on up there that if you don't attend and you don't abide by it, then you lose your job, and they do all this stuff to you up in Seattle.
Yeah, what they like to do is they like to put them all out in an old drive-in movie theater, with the high fences all the way around, and, people are yelling things out of there like, "Avenge me!" No, I'm just kidding. And but the truth is, yeah. I mean, you can't even make that crap up. It's like I'm looking right at it. I'll post it if I haven't posted it already online. But the session took place on June 12th as protesters took part of the so-called Capitol Hill organized protest in the Capitol Hill district. One handout distributed at the session reportedly declared how racism is not our fault, but we are responsible. In other words, us whiteys. Whitey is responsible for everything that happened 150 years ago, even though I never owned slaves by somebody who never was a slave. And so, but I'm responsible because, you know, it helps me gain power over you.
Yeah, sure.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's why you're doing it, is because you're trying to get even, right? No. So, you know, and it's just ridiculous, you know, this whole, and I'm pulling the gloves off. I've had enough of this crap. You know, and these people try to make me feel guilty about something that happened that they were never involved in, and that
we were never involved in.
Oh, and their life has been a living hell because they've been disadvantaged on everything. Like, oh, I don't know, affirmative action where I can't get into college, but you know, if you're black, it's an automatic ride, or you know, over Asians, over you know, so the, you know, your scores don't matter as long as you're black. No, it's complete utter BS.
And they don't look at. Into anything, that it's their own people that have done this.
No, this is an easy way of not taking responsibility for your own life. It's everybody else's fault that you're not getting ahead. It couldn't be your ideology or your stance or blaming everybody or the fact that, you know, it's not your fault, so I don't have to do anything but go home and smoke crack and have a good time because, you know, that's not my fault that I'm doing that. Hmm. Maybe it is your fault. Maybe you need to get off your couch and quit blaming everybody and quit telling everybody, you know, exactly why your problem in all your lives, because we're all having problems in our lives. You know, I didn't start out with anything. Nobody gave me anything. Nobody, you know, I didn't have any white privilege. That's complete BS.
Yeah, I'd like to know where that is.
Yeah,
no silver spoons here, I'm telling you.
My white privilege started out with about four or five paper routes. You know, me and my brother would go and deliver papers every morning, and we had 3,000 papers. That's how my white privilege started out.
I was part of that.
Yeah, you were. Yeah. You helped.
I was pretty young when we were doing that out of the back of a station wagon, throwing newspapers in San Francisco.
That was after Dad took pity on us because we were doing it on our bikes when he wouldn't. You know,
and I guess with that, we need to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
And this is for Charlie Daniels, who died this last week.
Call me a redneck, a reckon that I am, but this thing's going on, make me mad down to the core. I have to work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the street, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids just say no, and then some panty waist judge lets a drug dealer go. Slaps him on the wrist and it turns it back out on the town. But if I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up behind, let them swing till the sun goes down. Hey, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says it, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go and remember where you've been. That's the way I see it. I'm a simple man.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Sing my share of broken halos, golden wings that used to fly. They've all gone wherever they go, broken halos that used to shine.
Chris Stapleton there, man, you know, I probably should have cut in a little sooner, but it sounded so good that I didn't want to. And this is our show, so we can do whatever we want, you know.
Something like that. Yeah, let's go. We do have a caller on the line. I'm not sure what you got over there. But
before we get to the caller, I just want to clarify what I just said. We need to stop fighting amongst ourselves. Mm-hmm. This is not a black-white thing. If you can't see the bigger picture and lose the hate, because we need to start fighting with the real enemy, which is not us. It's them. And the real enemy is big government gone Marxist. You know, we need to start looking to people like David J. Harris Jr., Candace Owens, Burgess Owens, and many, many more black, fellow American patriots that are with us, that understand what's going on, that are turning the tide, because this is not a black-white issue, and the people that keep trying to make it a black-white issue are just out to lunch, and they're playing the game of the big government Marxists to divide and conquer, and if they can't see it, then just pass them by, move on, and, you know, and get on with it, because these guys, you know, they don't want to change. All they want to do is use that narrative in order to get what they want or gain power.
Yeah, and before we get to the caller, in saying that, what's happening is we're losing our country and our liberty during this time.
Yeah, because
really quick, folks, it's going quick, so it's time to really band together. And with that, we'll go to our caller, Dick. Good morning, Dick.
Really quick, folks, it's going quick, so it's time to...
Shut your radio off, Dick.
It is.
What you got for us this morning?
Hey, first, Mark, I want to thank you for attending the
meeting Thursday with the California Rifle Pistol Association, the chapter, Shasta chapter over at Anderson. And then I want to talk to Linda now. I want to mention to the listeners that a few months ago, a long time ago, before this virus started, the Night and Road Veterans Home Support Group, which you're the president of and I'm the treasurer of, we started a fundraiser, and we're selling $10 tickets on the Canon gun safe. And so people, if you already bought these tickets, don't worry, we haven't pulled a ticket yet. We still have some of them left.
Yeah, we have about 50 of them left, and I was going to get to that, but thanks for calling in, Dick.
I just got hit up for another $100.
Anyway, I sold all the ones I have. I have one ticket left, and Patrick Jones was at the meeting also Thursday at the California Rifle Pistol Association. I gave him 10 tickets, so if he hasn't sold them, they might be available at Jones's Fort. If you want a ticket, they're only $10. It's a 40-gun gun safe. And Patrick Jones will deliver it within 25 miles or maybe a little more if you catch him in the right mood, but they'll deliver it to you. And it's a fundraiser for the Night and Road Veterans Home. It's a support group. And the support group does things for the Night and Road Veterans Home that the state refuses to do. They have certain rules and limits and all that, so we help them out a lot. But anyway, we need to get these tickets sold so we can get this raffle going. Anyway, that's all I want to say, and thanks again, Mark, for showing up.
Hey, no problem, Dick. It was an honor. All right, very
good. All right, well, thanks for calling, Dick. We appreciate it. And, yes, we do need to get rid of this gun safe to somebody, so there you go.
All right. I want to address something here that's come to my attention as far as, you know, getting the word out. What people have to realize now is that the Internet is the modern-day printing press. You know, we have this idea that because of our ideas and the founding fathers and the brilliance that we understand through research and through you know, exposure and through education, we think that if we tell other people about them, that they will just instantly wake up and figure it out. And the reality of that is they're not going to, because they don't have our background. They don't understand the patriotism that was involved. They don't understand the free market principles. They don't understand much of anything except what they've been taught in school, which is little and none. The Internet is the modern day printing press. It used to be that if you know, in the revolutionary days, they had the printing press, they'd print it out and they'd send it out to everybody, and everybody read because that was their medium. Now, half of these guys can't even probably read, but it's not that they don't care. They just don't understand. We need to all become digital warriors. We need to be well versed in the Internet. We need to have accounts on Twitter, on Facebook, on Parler, and that is working.
Parler.
I'm sorry. Thank you. Well, it was original Parler, and I kept stuck on that. But that is where the battle is being waged. We all need to become cyber warriors. That is winning the war. What do you think changed? Okay, Barack Obama won his first presidency and his second because he was in the Internet actively doing things. And, you know, people, got contact with that. Now, there's smart ways to do this. That doesn't mean just post a bunch of videos. I suggest that everybody post memes, because memes don't have algorithms that are traced by these guys, and they just don't shut you down. What you've got to do is post memes that get your ideas across, because that's what the younger generation understand. I've seen this in play. I've seen it working. I've seen it gathering steam. How does Trump get his message out? It's not through the mainstream media. It's not through the press. It's not through videos. It's through Twitter in short posts. Okay. And there's other ways, you know, the Cube posts and so forth. But the real deal is that if you don't understand the power of the Internet, and you don't start, doing what you can on the Internet to get involved as a cyber warrior, then you're missing the boat, because that is where the trenches are now. That is where the battle is being fought. That's the hearts and minds battle that we all need to be aware of. You know, we got to stop fighting amongst ourselves, stop wondering, you know, and you can't, you know, say that, oh, gee, there's hardly anybody that cares and nobody's involved, when we're being screened off by out-of-control media that's blacking out everything. All you have to do is go to my Facebook page and look at what happened in Orange County when the governor declared that there should be no fireworks at all. You look at that video, and the whole valley is lighting up with fireworks, and if people are giving the big green finger to Gavin Mussolini, because now those people are just not in contact with everybody else up here. And down there and across the board, you know, they all have their little groups. We've got to unite these groups. The uh-huh. best way to do it is through the internet, because if I have 5,000 people on my Facebook and I selectively find conservatives or anybody else who has 5,000 in their Facebook, and it's 5,000 and 5,000, I post one meme and it could hit 30 million people. That's how you're going to win this battle. And it's not going to be through lengthy messages on YouTube that people, you know, I look at a YouTube video, and if it says it's for 20 minutes, I'm probably not going to be able to watch it.
Yeah, I was going to say, most people don't have that much time, you know. Everybody's busy. There's so much going on. And so they need something that they can just get the message real quick.
Now,
1 or 2 minutes. And they're good with it, you know?
If you go down to my – now, if you got time and you're listening to YouTube, that's fine. But most people have time to go to Facebook and scroll through it and see what's going on. Or Twitter or Parler. Parler. I want to say Parler. And I've got some examples of that. All you have to do is right-click your mouse on the picture and copy the image and then put it onto your Facebook or Twitter or whatever you're going to do. And, you know, one of them that I put on here is Trump. This is the old Abbott and Costello routine. Trump stopped funding who? And, you know, well, of course, you know, Abbott is yes. And who being the World Trade or the World Health Organization, WHO. And so who doesn't get the money? Not a penny. What is the name of the organization? Who? I'm not getting the one's not getting the money. Who's not getting the money? That's what I'm asking you. So the point being is that with that little short, you know, thing, that little skit or whatever you want to call it, the meme, you get your message across. And you don't spend any time. You look at it, you glance, you get it, you move on. If you want to check into it, then you can do your homework. So that's what we need to start doing. Everybody who really wants liberty, who really wants to get this movement going across the board, whether it's the state of Jefferson, freeing us up, getting Trump reelected, you need to get involved in the internet. And that's the way we're going to turn the tide, and that's the way the tide is being turned. You know, it's not speculation. This is how the game is being played now, especially with the younger people. Half of these people, you know, they don't watch mainstream news. They don't watch mainstream TV. You know, you're not going to get them on a video for 20 minutes unless it's some kind of a, you know.
A game or something, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they've been sort of brainwashed,
no yeah.
and they don't understand the importance of what you're telling them. You have to get them to see things and realize things maybe incrementally. But I'm telling you, the more and more people are jumping on board. We've seen more and more people that had a left-leaning slant mm-hmm. That are saying, hey, wait a minute. You know, it's like, you mean if these guys take over, they're going to get my property too? If you mean if these guys take over, they're going to charge us all higher taxes, and if these guys take over, they're going to oppress everyone?
Well, it's harder for the younger generation. Just remember back when we were kids, when the adults told you this or that, you know, you didn't always take it, you know, that it was truthful or they knew what they were talking about. They're just old. You know what I mean? So you didn't listen to the messages where on the computer, like you're saying, with the jokes and short clips, it's different. You know, they may absorb a little bit of it, in my opinion, because when we were kids and the adults told you not to do something, you're like, yeah, right, you're just some old fuddy-duddy, you know? And that's the same thing I would imagine with the kids these days.
Yeah.
So you got to try to reach them and yeah. get their attention in some other way than just us standing there saying, this is the way it is, because you're not going to get their attention. They're going to get turned off that way. That's
right.
My opinion. So, and yeah. with that, I guess we do need to go to a break, right, Sue? If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Little folks are people too, very much like me and you. The little things that say and do, they kind of make you day. Foolishness and common sense through the eyes of innocence. Skipperobar jumping, getting in the way. Daddy, why are you so tall? Daddy, why am I so small?
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM online and AM 1460. It's time. Businesses are starting to reopen, and we need to support our local economy. We would like to thank our sponsors that supported our station throughout this event. As we move forward, we'd like to remind our listeners to support local businesses and see them thrive again. You can make that happen by dining at your favorite restaurant and shopping at your favorite store. They have been there for us. Now it's time for us to be there for them. Shop local. Read, imagine, learn with Shasta Public Libraries. Summer Blast is live at the Shasta Public Libraries. Join in their free summer reading program for kids, tweens, teens, and adults. Going on all summer long. Help your kids avoid the summer slide and be a reading role model. Read to win prizes like books, gift cards, and a kids' kitchen playset and more. The more you read, the more chances to win. Let your imagination run wild. Read, imagine, learn with Shasta Public Libraries. Sign up online today at summerblast.fun.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Somebody this last week, you know, one of the people that I was talking about that kind of has woken up big time, and it's like, wow, it's unbelievable, and it's surreal, and my comment was, gee, I feel like I've listened to White Rabbit too many times, you know.
Who would have ever guessed? You know what I mean? It's like, whoa, okay, you know.
So it's just nuts, but that's what needs to happen, you know. And then, I'm looking at the comment in there. How do we get honesty on the internet? And I'm pretty sure Nick's on the line here. Well, the real how you get honesty on the internet is like, how do you get honesty in the news? How do you get honesty in anything? You have to participate and tell everybody and expose them to the truth. Because if everybody's going to be confused. But if you participate and nobody participates by telling the truth, then what do you get? Nothing but lies. That's the answer. So anyway,
you still have to do some homework and investigation. I mean, I'm still learning. I'm not as good as like what you are with the internet, and I'm learning. It just takes a bit, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Just give it a little time. Don't get frustrated and move on. And with that, we've got Nick on the line. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, it is a good morning. I got three things, and they're all real quick.
Okay.
One is people are getting so touchy about this COVID. I walked into a grocery store. It might have been Raley's, it might have been Safeway, it might have been Witco. It doesn't matter which one. and I didn't have a mask on, and there was about 12 people standing over there, and a guy yelled at me. He says, you don't have your mask on. And I told him, I said, I've got COVID. You don't have to worry about giving it to me. And they all got mad.
Well, that's not trying to stir it up, is it?
So am I still on?
Yep. Yeah, go.
Okay, I heard a click. Okay, here's the first one. Today's Record Searchlight, the local paper, had a graph on about the COVID cases in Shasta County. And it looked like the unemployment graph you would see about 2 months ago, where it goes off a little bit flat and then just heads straight up like Mount Everest.
Right.
Okay.
There's 195 cases in Shasta County since it started. Well, if you took that graph and you included the approximately 180,000 residents of Shasta County, that wouldn't even make a bump. And that's how they're making this seem like a pandemic, when in reality, you know, what's 195 people out of 180,000?
And they're getting paid to exploit that
they
as well at the hospitals and so forth, and that comes directly from the pipeline. But the real deal is that the fear is the extortionist's tool.
Well, the thing is, that's dishonesty. That's us being lied to. When you deceive somebody, you're lying
to us.
Well,
but that's my point. Why are they,
deception.
But that's my point, Nick, is why are they lying to us unless they want to keep us in fear? That's
you're
the only reason.
My point, Mark.
Sorry, I mean
okay, let's move on. That's good. I've got this one quick, short paragraph. The federal government amazingly does not reward bad behavior. Here's the paragraph. It would take volumes to recite how the government, city government of Minneapolis and the state government of Minnesota made it possible for rioters to inflict hundreds of millions of dollars of damage on Minneapolis and the Twin City, St. Paul. After standing aside while Black Lives Matter protesters, Antifa anarchists, and garden variety criminals thrashed those cities, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz then had the chapaz to ask for more than $500 million in aid from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA. On Saturday, to most people's surprise, FEMA said no.
That's awesome. That's
awesome.
That is awesome. Yeah, because, you know, the real deal is, getting back to the, it's about fear, fear, fear. The fear of the riots, the fear of the COVID. You know, the real deal is that I think it was Khrushchev that said that America will sell us the rope we're going to hang them with. And
that's right. But my thoughts were is you guys had the opportunity to nip it in the bud, and you let it run its course and cost $500 million at least, and now you want all us taxpayers to bail you out.
Yeah.
It's like CalPERS, you know. They want the federal government to bail them out. It's misbehavior. You brought it on yourselves. You're going to have to take care of yourselves.
There's a bigger plan here, and that is taking over through bankrupting the country, through keeping everybody in fear, by keeping the unemployment sky high, by getting rid of businesses. That's the bigger deal here. And if we sit around and fight amongst ourselves like children, nothing gets done except fighting amongst ourselves like children.
And meanwhile, they're busy.
I dare say if Barack Obama was president, he would have gave him the money. So
sure.
I'll leave it at that. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks
day.
For calling
thanks,
in.
You too.
Yeah, and saying that they don't show any of the good sides, you know. What about the states that didn't shut down and all of that with the COVID?
Well,
I'm just saying they don't ever go down that road.
If you look at the media, it's all about fear.
Yep.
Fear of the government, fear of the COVID virus, fear of the rioters, fear. Everything's about fear because the thing.
Then
with,
you won't do anything.
Exactly.
Then you.
It's like you freeze in your tracks and you don't do anything. You know, and speaking of CalPERS here, so this is another one. This is from the California Political Review. CalPERS to secretly invest $20 billion in private companies to hide it from the public. This is, they decided that their best way to succeed is to be corrupt. Now, this is what exactly happens every single time in these failing pension plans, is that the farther they get behind, the more desperate they get to try to have a big score to right the ship, and then they start doing really stupid things
right. Because
they don't know how to invest everything in the first place. You got the stock market being held up by a bunch of money printing, and that's happening because the Federal Reserve is now buying stock directly, indirectly. And what I mean by that is it's illegal for the Federal Reserve to print money and buy stock from the stock market. So what are they doing? They're funding BlackRock, who is purchasing the stock now. Now, think about that for a second. They are now indirectly purchasing
stock. Still
stuff.
Illegal.
Well,
wouldn't it be?
No, it depends on who what is means. It depends on what is means. And so, but the point being is that we are going to have a problem soon because this is a big false paradigm that's being, fear, put all the businesses out. And then Trump's trying to get reelected. And so he's got to play the game a little bit too because the media will just lambaste him on anything if he comes out and tells something.
Right.
So, but the point being here, so CalPERS has decided.
How'd they get the $20 billion?
Well.
If they're already broke.
Well, they originally had $340 billion underneath the, and there's money coming in all the time out of it.
Oh, that's true. That's
pay
true.
Counts,
yeah.
You know, so how else do you explain the intention of spending $20 billion of borrowed money? So that tells you right there,
yeah.
They borrow the money to invest in private companies in secret. So CalPERS borrowed money from private companies. I'm thinking banks probably that are getting the money for free because they're printing it out of thin air, basically digital. Because they're hitting the keys on the keyboard because as a couple of months ago or a month ago, they don't have to have any reserves now.
Right.
They don't have to have any money in reserves to lend anything out, so they're as bad as the Fed even if they're private. So what could go wrong with this? Political donors use it as a bank. Scam artists that know staff and politician gives investors. This is all a big scam because the investors are getting paid too from the money they're lending. They're paying interest on the money they're lending on
wow.
top of the fact that they're funding the money into investors who are cronies and friends, and they're taking their cut.
What a tangle web we weave.
Now, on top,
I'm just saying, that's
on
crazy.
Top of all yeah. that, okay, the pension fund sponsored legislation that would shield many of the documents and data related to its future private loans from the California Public Records Act. The bill authored by the Elk Grove Democratic Assembly member Jim Cooper would make it impossible for journalists and anyone else to compel public pension funds to divulge any of the borrowers' personal
information,
that's right, their financial statements, details of anything about them in this secret trade deal. And okay, and then it gets better. So who's in charge of all this? Okay. Who's in charge of all of this fund? It's a guy named Wang, okay?
Is he the guy for guns?
William Wang, emeritus professor of corporate finance at the University of California Hastings College of Law. Okay, so...
of law? University of law?
Well, he's warning that setting up the private loans. Actually, he's not the guy who's in charge. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. The deputy chief. It's anyway. The guy that's doing this basically is a communist sympathizer.
No.
I'm looking for his name. I thought that was it was Wang. But anyway, before CalPERS can find out, the pension fund staff is counting on the state legislators and Governor Gavin Mussolini to sign off on a transparent exemption so that these – so does that tell
so
you that
they can't
be
held accountable for what they're doing?
Does that tell you they're – yeah.
Yeah. Nothing
yeah.
wrong here, folks.
Yeah. I'm
unbelievable.
I apologize for the mistake on the name, but it's – It's ridiculous. The whole thing is ridiculous. And, you can't make this crap up. Are they hiding stuff because it's going under? Yes, this whole thing is going under.
And they know it, so they're gonna make it so they can't be prosecuted for doing all the dirty things that they've done.
I posted the full article on my Facebook page, and I posted it on Twitter as well. If you want to get on Twitter, there's two Twitter accounts. There's GotT, but I've been posting mostly on Sovereign Minds at Tea Party Tatanka. I would go there. And on Parler, you can go to Kent Mark, and I'm starting to post the stuff there. I'm not completely versed in the Parler. It's a learning
curve.
Yeah,
I'm just learning that,
but,
too.
But everybody needs to get on this stuff because that's where all of the media and the news and the real truthful information is starting to come up because it's a free speech platform where they're not censoring everybody like Facebook and Twitter.
For now, yeah. And with that, I guess we do need to go to a break. Is that correct, Sue? We do need to take a break, so hang on, everybody. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Midnight, trying to get my courage up. There was this long, lovely dancer in a little club downtown. I loved to watch her do her stuff. Through the long, feel my sleep, body softly swaying to that smoky beat down on Main Street. Down on Main Street.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media Community Radio for the North State, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. And we're back. I guess we've got a couple callers on the line.
We do. We've got Mike on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Mark. Morning, Linda.
Morning.
Great show.
Mike Smith.
Oh.
Yeah, it is. The guy that tries to write songs about everything that's going on.
And you do a good job of it.
Thank you. I'd like to bounce off of your conversation about short messages on Facebook, Twitter, Parler.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I concur. Just a quick example, you can write a short prayer and get likes and amens. You can, I've been posting lately from a friend who does very long prayers, and you get nothing.
Right.
Nobody wants to, they can tell this is a long read, so they just move on, even though they may agree or not. So, and I write my songs, that's what, my whole intent was to get a big message crammed into 3 minutes. And I guess it was a good idea, but it's kind of specialized because not everybody really is into the music, you know, and if they want to hear music, they'd rather hear something they know. But my main point is getting that message down to short is really the way to get it across. And lately I've been seeing where these people that are out there recruiting, they're trying to get voters registered.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And it turns into a quick message, you know, how many I registered this week. So, boy, I share those. I'm really interested in, we got to get voters registered. And then now to completely contradict myself, there's another one. It's called Walk Away.
All right.
And, boy, those guys, the stories they have there are like, they are kind of lengthy, but the really cool thing about it, and I share it every time, is that the walkaways get thousands of likes,
right,
and they get lots and lots of comments, and it all happens really fast. So to me, that's encouraging to the people that are sitting there just starting to figure out what's going on. Well, they go, oh, Jesus, I'm waking up, and look at how much response you get out of a post from walkaway. So I really encourage the walkaway.
Well, so here's what's going on, Mike. Okay, on the walk away, you've got somebody who's already interested that's looking at that might want to do some more in-depth research. You know, it's like trying to explain freedom in a couple sentences. You really can't do it. But what you want to do is you want to get their attention, get them thinking, and stuff like that. So you kind of take it as an individual, you know, each item a little bit as an individual. But if you're on the internet and you're trying to get something done, you don't have time to spend a whole bunch of time on one person. Now, those walk away, they go over there, they're doing it themselves. So I'm suggesting that you don't engage much at all, because as what happens is these trolls, as they call them, they get on there and they want to engage you. They want you to waste your
time. Yep.
On them, and you're getting nothing done. You're not getting posts up. What you're doing is arguing with somebody who's already made up their mind and doesn't care to even know what the truth is. All they want to do is keep you busy so you're not posting anything else.
True.
So that's the game. That's how you win the game. And we are winning the game because the truth always comes to the surface after you've been told a lie. If someone tells you a lie and you find out the truth, you go, wow, you know, those guys are lying to me. And that's what's happening more and more and more with this political war that we're in. And be assured, this is a political war we're in right now. It's not a conventional war like it used to be, boots on the ground and tanks and so forth. This is a war of information. This is a war of ideas. And this is a digital trench warfare that we're all in.
And where you get it out is online. And
yep.
I'll tell you what, Parler, so far I'm starting to get used to it. It is awesome. I'm seeing videos that would never show up on Facebook.
Yep, and that's to answer Nick's question prior to, how do you combat the lies? Well, platforms are coming up that aren't censoring us, and we just keep posting and posting and posting.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yes, ma'am.
Yep.
All right, well, thanks for calling in, Mike. We really appreciate your input on that and letting people know.
Cool.
Hey, and we're going to... Have a great day. We're going to go to Maria.
No, we got Maria on the line now.
Good morning,
well,
Maria.
I think you assume that people know who Yuri Bezmenov is, and assume that people know who about they know what communism is. And yet, if they go there, if you explain what he said, there would be, you know, they would get another idea.
Sure.
Because we are now the first thing that happens is it takes two generations.
Right.
The demoralization of the society. Then comes the destabilization of society. Then comes the crisis, which that's what the third one is now.
Right.
And then normalization.
Right.
But nobody seems to know who that guy is. Nobody seems to know. And I know somebody from Venezuela, and he says the only difference is that here we have guns. When I was living in my country, he said we didn't have guns. And when the normalization came, he says they were killing people right and left.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you on everything you said, Maria, except I want to add a little bit to it. And here's what I want to add. I believe there's two big differences is that not only do we have guns, but we're not going to give them up. And that's a huge thing because everybody who knows what's going on has awakened. The majority of the American conservatives have awakened. And if they try to come in and get our guns, it will be a war. There's no question. The other thing is there was no internet that people could get all their ideas out on before.
That's true. Yeah. She was there when she was younger, and she said they ran through the streets when they found out they're not getting the cheese.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
There was the revolution coming. The people were killed in the streets every day, she said.
Maria, I'm sorry, but they're going to cut us off. We're at the top of the hour. We really appreciate you calling in. Call in anytime.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Have a great day. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Japanese island of Okinawa have been affected with the coronavirus.
The outbreaks have hit Marine Corps Air Station Futenma and Camp Hansen. Okinawa's governor says a few dozen cases have been found, but he couldn't offer a specific number because the U.S. military asked that it not be released. Local media have put it at 60. Governor Denny Tamaki says Okinawans were shocked by the news, adding, "We now have strong doubts that the U.S. military has taken adequate disease prevention measures." In a statement, the Marines say troops are taking additional protective measures to limit the spread of the virus and are restricting off-base activities. Okinawa has only about 150 cases of the coronavirus. I'm Ben Thomas.
Budget crunches may cause Election Day chaos in November. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
Election officials from battleground states are warning that conducting a presidential election during the worst public health crisis in over a century may lead to chaos this November. From equipping polling places with plexiglass barriers and other procedures to keep voters safe, budget crunches may make it difficult to keep lines moving and to safeguard the process of picking our president. Ken Lorman reporting.
Countries in Eastern Europe facing rising waves of the virus leading to restrictive measures, mandatory face mask use in Croatia, travel bans and quarantines to be imposed in Hungary. Infections are also surging in India. Iranian investigators are blaming a failed missile battery and miscommunication between soldiers and their commanders for the Revolutionary Guard shooting down a Ukrainian jetliner back in January, killing all 176 people on board. Came the same night Iran was firing missiles at U.S. troops. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Now streaming on salemnow.com is the brand new film, Selfie Dad. Selfie Dad is a very funny yet powerful movie about a Christian dad in a midlife crisis who becomes an overnight social media phenomenon, only to turn away from God and his family. But when he's confronted with a newfound friendship and the life-changing truths of the Bible, he learns the only way to have true happiness.
Some of these things I just can't fix without some sort of direction. And I'm finding it right here in the Bible.
God can do incredible things.
Selfie Dad stars Christian comedians Michael Jr. and Shonda Pierce, as well as Grammy singer, YouTube star Jamie Grace, and War Room's Karen Abercrombie. It will inspire you to find the life-changing value of the Bible. Watch Selfie Dad at SalemNow.com and use promo code MOVIE to save 20%. That's SalemNow.com, promo code MOVIE.
Duke has tapped a Celtics assistant coach to lead its women's basketball program.
WNBA All-Star Kara Lawson's announced hiring came a little more than a week after Joanne McCallie announced she would not return for a 14th season as she entered the final year of her contract. It's the first college head coaching job for the 39-year-old Lawson. She played under Pat Summitt at Tennessee and was part of the 2008 U.S. Olympic team that won a gold medal in Beijing. She joined the Celtics in June 2019.
Correspondent Ron DeRockstra. Brooklyn Beckham, the son of retired soccer superstar David Beckham and former Spice Girl Victoria Beckham, and American actress Nicola Peltz have announced they're engaged. Beckham and Peltz both posted news on their Instagram accounts yesterday. They posted the same picture of themselves standing in a field and embracing. He's got a blue suit on. She's got a yellow dress on. They seem happy. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Seattle City Council approves adopting a big new tax on big business.
The vote comes 2 years after the council repealed a similar tax amid pressure from corporations such as Amazon and the prospect of a voter referendum. The approved tax is expected to raise more than $200 million per year. The new tax, called Jumpstart Seattle, will target companies with many highly paid employees, whereas the 2018 head tax would have applied to all employees at large companies.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, July the 12th, and some famous people are celebrating a birthday, including fitness guru Richard Simmons. He is 72 years old. Actress Cheryl Ladd turned 69 today. Gospel singer Sandy Patty is 64. Actress Judy Evans has 56 candles on her cake. And Olympic gold medal figure skater Christy Yamaguchi is 49. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
I just wanted to go over, we were talking about guns and the United States and different things. I just wanted to let people know, you know, like in March, the gun sales in this country was the highest that they've ever been.
Yeah.
3.7 million.
Yeah, I wanted to hit a little bit about the lies of the politician of the Board of Supervisors before we get to somebody who's going to call in. Okay, so we remember the state of Jefferson.
That we gave them the information and all.
Well,
that.
Well, they didn't take the information because they wouldn't let us bring it up in front of the supervisors. Well, one of the things that they did was, you know, Les Ball just, you know, stabbed us in the back because in private he said that he would bring it up as an agenda item. And as soon as he got up there, brought out a piece of paper where they seemed like they'd all agree, which is a violation of the Brown Act. They had a discussion, and they all decided that he brought up the agenda item to vote against it, that it could never be brought forth again in the Board of Supervisors meeting without a quorum of
two-thirds
of the district or the supervisors. And so the real deal is that's a complete lie. I just found out recently that is a complete lie. Any one of the supervisors can bring up any agenda item they want anytime they want. Now, so what did they do?
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh, really. So that's the kind of people we're dealing with. We need to clean house down there because they're all a bunch of liars. What they did was they just said, go away, little boy. We're going to pull a little political shenanigan on you, and you won't know because you don't know the rules like we do. And so everybody believed them. Who thought that they would just out and out lie like that and tell us that to make us go away? And that's exactly what we did. We went away for that period of time. When the real deal is that we need to clean house and get somebody up there who will bring our agenda items up, not close it off and continue this old, good old boy charade of, oh, promising everything to your face and lying about it and pretending that, oh yeah, I'm a godly man, only, you know, I lie to you and deceive you so that you can't make any changes around here.
Huh?
Yeah, these guys always, before an election, put up a big, huge front of what a nice guy. And I am so sick of them.
And we
choose
so much for this.
They're so sick of them.
Yeah.
Oh, and they're godly and all this crap, you know, because godly people, you know, don't lie on purpose to deceive their constituents.
And we definitely got to get a lot of them out of there and put new people in.
No,
that's for sure.
That's completely.
And we do have an election coming up, people.
All right.
To start making a difference up there. Now's the time to start, and then looking forward to the future elections so we can start turning things around up there.
Now, I have another thing here to talk about. I think we have a caller.
He's supposed to call in about 11:15.
And then we have another Rich, I think, wanted to call in at some point.
Yeah, I told him to call in before 11:15. I don't know if he's going to make it, but yeah.
Well, and what I want to bring up, I think, is one of the most important things I've ever read in a long time about talk about deception and evil. And it just came to my attention this last week that we now have open our testimony under oath from Planned Parenthood that they were trafficking fetal tissue for money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've had video of that.
Well, this is now under oath testimony that has come out. And in this testimony, they admit that they were, you know, and again, this is shocking. And there's documents that back this up, and I'm going to do more on this if I have to. But I want to get it out there. They were cutting the hearts out of living babies in order to sell the body parts. Wow. I mean, these people are evil. They are nothing short of evil. Anybody that can do something like that and justify it is evil. And we better wake up, because that's some of the guys up in the hierarchy that we're dealing with. You know, they don't care who they hurt. They don't care. As long as they benefit, they don't care about the rest of us. But they put on these smiling faces, you know, that stab you in the back. With that said, did we?
With that said, I want. Well, Sue's busy at the moment. Rich, please call back. I accidentally didn't push the right button, and I hung up on you. I didn't get you on hold. So call back so we can get you on the air. And then we do have another caller, but Sue is busy. So as soon as we can, we'll get to the callers.
Wow. So, you know, it is so corrupt and so bad out there. You know, it's unbelievable, you know, and so we're getting what we have been, we're reaping what we've sown is basically what it is, by letting these guys have power. We have to get involved. It's not a choice of not getting involved. If you don't get involved, this is the kind of stuff that is going to happen more and more and more. And I haven't seen anybody held to account. You know, one of the things that this coronavirus has done, if you analyze it, it stopped the grand juries from convening. They want to do mail-in ballots. It stopped Trump's rallies. It stopped any rallies happening around Joe Biden. He's now in his basement bunker. He doesn't have to answer to anybody. So this whole coronavirus fear thing is an absolute tactic. I mean, how many times do you got to be lied to? How many times do you got to be lied to before you realize you're being lied to? The Russia collusion, you know, the impeachment. The day that the impeachment was fell through is the day that the coronavirus started. I mean, just coincidence, right? After a while, 2 and 2 = 4, and where there's smoke, there's fire. And across the board, the guys that are funding Planned Parenthood, the guys that are funding the Democratic Party, the guys that are funding all of these people that want to get back into power, you know, George Soros, take your pick. These people are outright evil.
Yes, they are.
And if you are not becoming aware of that, or you are ignoring that fact, or you still want to have a Democratic guy, or you're a Democrat that still signs on for that, you might as well be charged with aiding and abetting at this point, aiding and abetting and evil tactics. You know, there's no law against being evil, I guess. You can be evil as long as you don't hurt anybody else. But
they're not to hurt people.
But the real deal is these guys are right on the cusp of Satan worshipers. And you know something? I don't care if you don't believe in God, and I don't care if you don't believe in Satan. If these guys do, that's all that matters, isn't it? And there's a lot of evidence to that. You know, the statues that got torn down up in Seattle, everything got torn down except the statue of Satan and the statue of Lenin.
Yeah. And that should make you think. And with that, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Rich back on the line. Good morning, Rich.
Sorry about the rant.
Hey, Rich, same guy, I hope.
Yep, same guy. Go for it.
I'm not quite home, but the laws I'm going to cover, I will post the actual bill numbers in about 10 minutes in the chat.
Okay, it's really hard to hear you.
Okay. How about now? Is that better?
That's a little better.
So I'll post the bill numbers on the chat room here shortly. I'm not home,
all right.
But the hits keep coming. The hits are keeping coming. Last week, the attack on our cops is continuing in our state. Last week, I mentioned the protest being downgraded from misdemeanor to infraction. That is going to be absolutely horrible when that happens for many reasons. So now there's another bill just introduced. They're going to reduce the qualified immunity for police officers, which will open them up to civil lawsuits.
Yeah, that's another way of getting rid of the police department.
Yeah.
Not only defund them, that may expose them for liability to the
run them into the ground.
Well, expose them so that nobody's going to sign up for that program. If you're going to go try to do a public service and lose your house in the process,
that's what I mean. Run them into the ground.
Doing your job.
I mean,
who's going to do that?
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't necessarily have a problem with reducing qualified immunity, but they need to do it for all government officials, not just the police. So, anyways. Here's the next one. So peace officer standards of training, they're the statewide standards for cops in the state. There's a new bill. Like, we don't have enough government already. They're going to establish a new state commission appointed by the governor. and now, so cops, they are, you know, when they do something wrong, they have administrative hearings. Some police departments have civilian oversight committees. In order to administratively investigate, and that's short of criminal investigations, right?
Sure.
So now there's going to be a new post commission that will oversee the post certificates that police have. So if all the other checks and balances in place don't make the governor happy, then this new post commission will start its own independent administrative investigation. And if they don't like what happened with the cop, they'll pull his post certificate, and he cannot work anymore. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, the cop shouldn't be above the law either, but they shouldn't be below it as well. You know, you can't make carve out a special thing for cops that they're going to be persecuted. And look what these Black Lives Matter guys are doing and these rioters and so forth. You know, they're making things up. You know, it's like the guy, I can't think of his name, in the drive-thru that fell asleep. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so he wasn't resisting arrest or anything, was he? He was all high on drugs. He was resisting arrest, going for their guns, fighting with them, and they come across like this guy was some upstanding model citizen who cooperated fully. You know, and asking for the guy to be criminally charged, the cops. The cop was doing his job. The guy didn't cooperate. It's complete bull crap. So, I don't know.
Yeah, attack on our cops. It's happening in the background. A lot of people don't know this stuff. It's just now. All these bills are going to committees. Most of them are gut and amends. So, you know, they start out as a bill to protect the butterfly, and then a year and a half later, they gut that out, put something else in, and they do not reset the process for public hearings, public debate, or nothing. Absolute criminal. And I have one more law, and then I'll get out of here.
All right.
So this one's not law enforcement. This one is property rights related. I mentioned to you before about the wildland fire severity zone.
Right.
Prohibition of developments. Well, this one's going to go on to that one. But here's a new one for this week. Again, another committee, another commission being established by the governor. And so any homes that are in the wildfire-prone areas, this is very similar to the other one that I mentioned last week. They're going to establish a new three-tiered system with standards for the home. Now, this sounds like it's going to be a home construction-related issue, not a vegetation management issue. And so this new commission is going to have this three-tiered system, which hasn't been established yet. And then they're going to decide if the homes, you know, if they meet the standards. And then they're going to start forcing people to do things, and my guess is that they'll start forcing existing homes, not just new homes, to meet these new standards, and that will do nothing but drive up costs, insurance,
I mean, this is going to be horrible. So that's all I have. Any questions?
No.
No, I don't know if I should say we appreciate you calling in and giving us the updates or not. But
I know. It's always bad news. It's always bad news, but we have to be informed in order to be able to
I agree.
Well, fight it if necessary.
I think the biggest takeaway is we're just get in the trenches and start fighting, because anything that's coming from these people is a lie, a distortion, a twisted truth. At this point in time, they're not doing anything that's going to help us at all. It's all about gaining control and power and winning that back in the election.
Yeah, and just about any law that they're introducing or bill, you want to go, put the brakes on.
That's exactly right. Gridlock is a good thing right now. We want gridlock until we can get somebody in there who's going to be responsible and actually take care of the public and not their private bank accounts.
Okay.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, I keep hearing on the news how the legislature is not in session, but these committees are sure doing a lot of work. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. And with that, we'll go to a break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Miller Band there.
And I want to say sorry to Bob out there. He called in, and when everything was going on, I accidentally hung up on him.
Oh, it's Bob.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. I pushed the wrong button. So.
Well, before we get to our guests here, I got a little short clip I just pulled up here. This is a ruling of the United States Supreme Court shortly after the Civil War in Ex parte Milligan, 71 U.S. 2, 1866, which still stands to this day, is what I'm being told here. Neither the legislature nor any executive or judicial officer may disregard the provisions of the Constitution in case of emergency. Section 98, therefore, anyone who declares the suspension of the Constitution and guaranteed rights that go with it to free travel, peaceful assembly, and so forth, or free worship and all of the Bill of Rights, or attempts to enforce such suspensions within 50 independent sovereign continental United States of America is making war against our Constitution, and therefore we the people, they violate their constitutional oath and thus immediately forfeit their office and authority, and their proclamations may be disregarded with impunity, and that means anyone, even the governor or the president. Now, that's an interesting little deal.
Yeah, it is.
If that still stands, we'll do a little more homework on it, but that's coming off of Parler, and I think you're going to start seeing more and more stuff coming out on how the governors have broken the law, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. But let's get to our guest.
Okay, we've got Brent Turner on the line, and he is with Election Security Systems. Good morning, Brent.
That's funny. I'm not with Election Security Systems.
Oh,
but
I'm sorry.
A voting machine company called Election ES&S. I think they're Election Systems and Security, and they are the biggest voting machine company in the world, but they are actually my antithesis. I'm an election system security analyst and fight for the people against the vendors. So I just want to make that clarification.
Oh, good. So maybe
give
us a little background.
Hold on. We're having a little hard time hearing you. Can you get closer to your phone or something? I didn't mean to interrupt, but it's really hard to hear you.
Yeah, that sounds better.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, oh, that's much better. Thank you.
Maybe you can give us a little background, Brent, and tell us who you are, and what you do.
Well, I'm a civil rights activist living in California. I got roped into this election system security thing about 15, 20 years ago, and ran into a group of folks, of technologists, that educated me that it really doesn't matter how it happens before the tabulation process. You have to keep your eye not on methods of transportation of the ballot, like whether you mail it in or whether you vote in person. It still all gets counted by a software that is proprietary to a vendor corporation. And that if we really want to have security in the voting systems, it would be a good idea to address this issue, which has never been addressed and really has been kept out of the conversation by the grand majority of activists that talk about election reform. They never really get to the tabulation of the vote part, which is crucial. So that's been my work in this space. And I'm with a group called National Association of Voting Officials, and the work is there.
So this, so you're a private attorney on this, or are you working for the company?
No, I'm just a citizen working for at my own expense for 15 years, and I'd, you know, my only interest is the public interest. I'm not an attorney. I'm just a layperson citizen.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm a citizen.
And it's California Association of Voting Officials, correct, CAVO?
That's correct. It's CAVO, and there's also a spinoff called NAVO, which is the National Association, and we just use that for states that don't like California. So we, you know, take a national image there. So, you know, we've run into territories where we're trying to tell them about election security, and they've mentioned back that they don't need any California boys telling them what to do. So for that, we changed the name to Did a DBA of the National, which is kind of funny. But anyway.
Okay.
Interesting. So kind of walk us through, how the system counts the ballots or who's in charge of it as it sits now?
Well, as it sits now, there's three vendors that mainly control the marketplace, and that's ES&S that you mentioned, Dominion, and Hart InterCivic. ES&S controls the dominant market share. But the systems now have evolved, and there's actually one that Dominion is selling that mimics our best practice advice, which is a simple ballot printing system that allows for a perfectly printed ballot, and then that ballot is scanned by a scanner, and that's where your count comes from. Regardless of the particular design of the systems, whether it's that or whether it's a mail-in system that a county might be using or a state like Washington, Oregon, rather, at the end, the ballots, however they're received, are taken, and this is national. I don't think there's any deviation here. They're all scanned through scanners. And inside these scanners, this is where your vote count comes from, is software. And currently that software you can't look at. That's why it's called the black box voting system. You can't get inside the computer system to analyze the code. You're not allowed to look at that code because it's a corporate secret with a license around it, and it's protected from subpoena in that it is the intellectual property of the voting company. So when we run into problematic vote counts, like the Christine Jennings case in Florida, we couldn't subpoena the software code because of this intellectual property issue. So that's why what we advocate for is a public software, what's called open source, which is what NASA and the Department of Defense and others use for mission critical operations.
So you're working with NAVO, is that correct?
Correct. That's the group that we put together to have a seat at the table for some of these more governmental conversations.
So, and I noticed that it says that they're a proud member of the Open Source Initiative.
Yes.
And Open Source Initiative is opensource.org.
Correct.
And isn't open source affiliated with George Soros?
No.
No?
The good thing about open source is that it has no affiliation with any particular person or ideology. It is just a transparent software code that allows many eyes on the code. So that if a bad guy was going to put a bug in there, you could see the bug rather than the current situation where you're more faith-based or you have you're unable to view the code, which is the problem.
Right.
If you can't see it, we know there's people that are not trustworthy in this environment.
Well, why wouldn't we just go to regular ballots, that you turn in and you mark that out with, your pencils, and then we count them through just simple counting machines?
Well, those are two issues. The simple counting machines are the issue.
Okay.
We want them to be simple and understandable by the public.
Right.
But if they're going to be electronic, which they are in the United States, we don't do hand counting in the United States. We're using a machine of some sort.
Right.
So our position is to clean out the innards of the machine and make it viewable to the public to make sure there's no funny business going on inside the machine, because that's where your count comes from. As far as marking the ballot goes, there is a difference of opinion in the community. My particular opinion is to avoid voter intent issues, it's great to have a printed ballot that says George Washington in print right on the ballot when you vote for George Washington. But some people want to mark the ballot with pen or pencil, and I think that's quaint, but unfortunately it causes voter intent interpretation issues. And when you insert a ballot that's been hand-marked into a scanner, it will have a higher rejection rate, which causes other consequences than if it's a perfectly printed ballot. So we prefer, under our system that we've demonstrated for the public benefit, that it is a printed ballot. And then as far as the counting goes, if you have a small enough batch, obviously hand counting is simple and it can be done effectively. But when you're talking about Los Angeles County,
right,
central tabulation on that night with that urge for quick results, they're going to be using a system, and the Los Angeles County circumstance is very evidentiary of this particular issue. We pushed for them to change their system into the kind of system I'm describing to you now, and what they did was they took the idea that we gave them 15 years ago. They went through all, jumped through all the hoops. They fixed a tremendously high price to it. They displaced us from the process. New folks came in. The price tag on it was $300 million. Alex Padilla, the Secretary of State, announced the project as an open source voting system, like I'm describing to you,
mm-hmm.
but in fact, it was a hoax, and the system is not open source, like I'm describing to you. The $300 million went somewhere, and of course, people are outraged because he, in cahoots with the secretary, with the registrar there, Dean Logan, you know, the $300 million's gone, and they still don't have a properly functional voting system in Los Angeles, which is really helter-skelter.
Well,
no, I think they have a voting system in Los Angeles, but I think the voting system is not a correct voting system.
They have one. I mean, they don't have a functional.
Right. They have one that
properly functioning.
They have one that cheats.
Properly, yeah.
Yeah, they have one that cheats is what they have.
And with that, we'll go to a break.
Okay.
Please hang on to the other side, and we'll pick this conversation up. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Can't get a man to work. People get married and they still flirt. Don't pledge allegiance to our flag like we used to do. Good men are willing to give their lives. My politicians take away our rights, saying they know best what's good for you. These days, dads are always gone. Mama's still here, but she's on her phone. Grandma's raising the kids, and the devil is too. If you ask me, this whole world is gone to hell. I speak the truth, but these days the truth won't sell. Wrong or right, I give my life. This place called USA.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. We are currently hiring for our award-winning team of caregivers. We are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community, like cooking, shopping, light housekeeping, and driving our clients to appointments. If you are a retiree, student, or mom and interested in flexible hours, we have 2 to 4 hour shifts with weekend and evenings available, as well as full-time opportunities. To apply, visit our website, readinghomehelpers.com, or drop off your resume at 2620 Larkspur Lane. Reading Home Helpers, proudly serving our community for 16 years, and I look forward to meeting you.
These are unprecedented times, challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. but we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, WISE across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Sovereign Radio, we're back. I'm just trying to do some homework here on you, Brent. You know, we're trying to catch up to what you know and what's going on here. But so what's your comment on the Los Angeles cheating in the elections?
I'm sorry, ask me that question again.
Well, when we left to the break, we were basically, you know, saying that Los Angeles has a software system or a vote counting system in place.
Got a problem.
That cheats. I mean, that's my opinion. I mean, we had in California, Election Integrity Project said there's like 1.2, 1.3 million of votes that shouldn't have been counted that were illegal or dead people or moved or whatever. So we got the ballot harvesting. So what's your opinion on all that?
I think all that's happening. I think it's all dysfunctional. And I think, again, our real context here, our focus has been the tabulation of the votes. So whatever happens in front of it, you know, we've put in opinion on corrective measures, but our main focus has been the software that runs the systems and the tabulation. That being said, the rest of it, all the complaints, there is validity. It is unusual that somebody would commit the felony of voting for somebody else in person and doing that. That is true, that's a rarity. But what is also true is that there are all these other different schemes on the front end, and the problem is that people will cheat if you let them, no matter what party they belong to, and the problem is that these systems allow for that. So if you tighten up the systems, which can be accomplished, this is not rocket science, there's been demonstrations of systems that are appropriately secure, and this is a nonpartisan issue.
Okay.
With that, we do have a caller on the line for you. We've got Terry. Good morning, Terry.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. I'm just trying to follow what's going on, frankly. Maybe I'm getting lost somewhere here, but let's see. We had 1.5 million people that voted in Los Angeles County that shouldn't have. We need to do paper ballots, I think. I think Mark was right.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out what I'm trying to connect the dots on what our guest is, and it's probably just me, but can you give us something that's maybe a breakdown on, you know, like what you want to accomplish, what's your sure. goal to accomplish, and how do we help you accomplish a goal, and what is the goal? I mean, in simple terms.
Okay, let me say it this way. There are systems developed that provide solutions to the project, to the problem. They've been demonstrated, but they haven't been scaled because there's no government buy-in. Because the systems that will solve the problem run on public software rather than private, and Microsoft doesn't want public software in the conversation of voting because they think that's a threat to their shareholder interest. So Microsoft has been blocking the solution to the voting system crisis by disallowing open source systems with paper ballots come forward. It's a simple system, but the conversation thus far has only been about the audit. People talk about audits and they talk about paper ballots. Both those things are good, but they're only good if you're using a public open source software to count the votes with, because if you don't do that, all these other games, like what you're referencing, the front end, ballot harvesting, and the manipulation of the voter rolls, and all that stuff that is screwed up, it will distract from the real issue of the tabulation. So you need to clean it all up at once and just have a complete overhaul of these systems and get good audits and good controls on the front end. But don't forget the software that's counting the votes, because that is the crucial piece that's been missing from the conversation. And Los Angeles, we forced them politically to do a project that you've seen called the VSAP project, but they displaced the real experts, Alan Decker and Brian Fox and others, that know about how to build and deploy a properly securable system, and Dr. Juan Gilbert from Florida, University of Florida, the professor. We can do this, but the government keeps screwing it up because they get in bed with the vendors and Microsoft, and they keep pretending in Los Angeles they were going to make an open source paper ballot system, but in the end, Open Source Initiative and myself, we had to uncover the fact that it was not an open source system. It was, again, a proprietary system pretending to be an open source system. The $300 million is gone, and people should really look to Dean Logan, the registrar, and Alex Padilla, the Secretary of State, and ask these hard questions. Why did they pretend the system was going to be open source, and it's not?
Well, how do we, as laymen, know that the new software would be any better than the old software? We don't know how to check on it.
Who's in control of it?
How do we know that? And open source, why is that better?
Okay, those are both very good questions. The first question is, how do we know it would be better? Well, this is really a technology question and a science question, but in layperson's terms, if you can look at the code and minimize the amount of lines of code and get a lot of eyes on that code, that's better than having the current system, which is a whole bunch of lines of code that nobody can ever look at. So I think that one speaks for itself. And if you really want to get into it, you check with the Department of Defense and Google up their position on open source, and they're clear that you don't want to use Microsoft or a buggy secret code when it's mission critical. You want to use open source, and to your point, is it really better in practice? It is still encased at the final moment, so the words open source are almost a misnomer, to the extent that it sounds like it might be further open to manipulation, but the fact is it's really open to oversight. In the final moment, the code is locked down, just like you would lock down the proprietary code. So the fact that it's open to that degree is a bit of a misnomer. It does get locked down in the final moments, and you do have to be very aware of the surrounding procedures and the chain of custody issues with
locked
any code.
Final moment.
But But at least this one, you're removing the vendors from that chain of custody, and you're bringing the public oversight systems in to replace the vendors. And it does take public participation, but as the DOD and NASA has shown with their work, it is a more secure environment. I got to tell you, it's hard to imagine a less secure environment than the one we've got now with these private corporations and both political parties having their fingers in it. And then, of course, you've got hackers that can easily make their way into these currently indefensible systems.
Well, that's a lot. I mean,
yeah, that's about as thorough as mud, frankly.
Well, it's
but I do have a question, if I may, and that is that okay. So, what they're doing is bad. It needs to be good. We need to make it good.
Yep.
So, what do I do, just as a guy, just as a person, just as a voter, to make it good? And are you working at all with Voter Integrity Project, Pacific Legal Foundation, anybody? Are you working with anybody? And it's nice to know the data and all that stuff, but really and truly, is there some sort of solution to this that the average person can do in simple terms?
Yes, and that is the best question. And that would be to go to your registrar, your board of supervisors, your secretary of state, and demand public systems. We want the removal of the Microsoft influence over our vote counting systems. And we want a transparent, secure system similar to what New Hampshire has implemented, because they did deploy an open source system. But unfortunately for us and the world, the tabulation piece is still running on proprietary code. They are in New Hampshire using a voter interface that is open source and a disability component, which is open source. And now there's been a system developed, which is open source, but until we get to the tabulation part and have a complete open source system, we're going to continue to be unable to defend the systems against hackers, and whoever loses an election has very good grounds to dispute the result, which of course leads to civil unrest. So it is incumbent upon us to immediately address this issue of the software, and of course protect the paper ballot and clean up the parties too, because they're guilty of playing into this whole mess.
Wow. I'd like to learn more about this. I'd like to learn more about this stuff, just because it's hard to grasp it all as to the right and wrong of it, because, you know, what we do know is for sure is we don't trust the existing systems, because, you know, they are subject to hackers. They are subject to manipulation, and that's a fact, and we're sure of that. But we need to figure out, you know, maybe we could get someone to help us to understand this a little better so that we could advocate for it.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you have a duty to get into the open source vocabulary, and open source initiative that you mentioned is really the holder of the line there. They are smart on the licensing. We advocate for what's called General Public License Version 3, which is the ultimate high ground of open source, and we're purists, so that we don't like any slippery slopes back down into a proprietary landscape, and we are, again, even though if you look me up, you'll see my association with the Democratic Party. I think I'm still a Democrat as of today, but I may become independent. The idea on this one is this is non-party work, because nobody should be allowed to cheat in elections. This is horrible what's happened to our country around elections, and the fact is we have the ability to do this. It's not that complicated, but we have to, you know, rid ourselves of the corporate influence that is prohibiting these public systems from coming in.
Well, I think it's the influence, period, not just corporate, but look at the guys that we have actually in office around. I mean, you know, Governor Gavin Mussolini, I call him. I mean, the guy's out of control, and half of these guys up there are out of control. And, you know, they're more about winning power than they are anything else. So I don't trust either party, but I especially don't trust Democrats at all at this point because, you know, if you look at what their platform is and who's supporting them and at the upper levels, I mean, they got a bunch of Marxists in place.
Well, political philosophies aside, I will say everybody agrees. We the people should control, and their vote should be honored. And right now, there's no way to tell. And really, if you want to clean it up, I think upon further research, you'll see that if you're going to use software, you have a couple choices. One is a public open source system where everybody looks at the code and you shore it up through proper chain of custody. And the other choice is what we have now, a black box system where you're basically sticking your head in the sand and you're hoping that nobody's fiddled with the code, but you're just not quite sure and you never will be. So there you have it.
Well, we'll have to do a little homework on it is what we'll have to do.
Because we do need to clean it up. We all know that.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, my...
Isn't it funny to you that you've had so many people on your show, I'm sure, talking about elections, and I'm the first to talk about the software code that actually creates the vote counts?
Yeah, it is interesting, and that's why we wanted to have you on the show, because it's beyond the realm of most of our comprehension as how all of this stuff, software works. Even though we're computer literate, you know, we don't write code, so we don't know the difference between propriety and open source.
And we don't understand who has the power and who's overseeing and who's running the show, so to speak.
Can I add something?
Sure, go ahead, Terry.
Yeah, and also who to trust. See, that's the whole thing. I mean, basically, it goes miles when you look at who to trust. And really and truly, when there is something, if we want the hearts and minds of America to be following something, we have to give them something that's palatable for them, something to where it's not a gob of rhetoric that the average person can't understand. I certainly don't profess to be Albert Einstein, but I mean, a lot of this stuff, it's sort of what can you do about it? Well, it's bad. It's really bad. Did I say it was bad? So I think that if there's a message here, if there's something that is simplistic, it's easier. We've been talking about social media and all that good stuff and the simplicity of a message and the duplication of something. I think those are the two things to get a message across. But really and truly, I don't like either party, but I completely do not trust the Democrats at all.
Well, I don't trust anybody, and that's my role, is as the world's meanest election reform activist, which is my moniker.
We can't hear you at all, Brent, and we only have a few minutes left.
My moniker is the world's meanest election reform activist, so I don't trust anybody, especially not the other activists, because as you mentioned, we haven't been discussing this subject, but there's millions of dollars in play and activists getting grants and all kinds of crazy stuff. And they talk about audits and they talk about ballots, but they leave the software piece out. And that is an interesting, raises an interesting question. Who are these activists and how come we haven't been talking about where the vote count comes from, which is this software issue?
I think everybody's had this in the back of their minds, especially based on the last several elections, but nobody knew how to approach it, what to do, where to go.
Or how it even began to work.
How does it work? We know that there's been foreign influences on our elections in different ways, and but we don't know what to do about it. And so if you're giving us some food for thought and some possible answers to that, we're definitely open to that, despite the fact that you're possibly a Democrat.
Hey, I appreciate it, and I think we're all patriots, and I don't know about the division, the party thing. I think that has to do with how you're raised, maybe where you grow up, what your influences are, but in the end, I think we're almost evolving past that. And on this one issue, all patriots can agree. We don't want a corporation counting our votes. We want the people to count it with transparency and a lot of eyes on that process. And for this one piece of the software, the general public license open source solves that piece. You still have all the other mess to deal with.
Right.
And it does raise the question, who the hell are these activists that have been missing this piece of it? Because actually there's been a disinformation campaign, a campaign to quiet this, and that is also on the media of Microsoft, NBC, MSNBC, CNN. They will not talk about.
Well, they're all in league. And yeah. It is fake news, and I think the key word in your sentence there was patriots, people who believe in the constitutional republic that we're all involved in, and staying free and maintaining our rights against overreaching government.
Hey, when I see folks like Phil Ting, the assembly member, doing bad things and not living up to his duty of office, it's embarrassing. The Democrats are just as guilty as the Republicans. They're all affected by the corporations, and the corporations, at least on the issue of elections, do not have the public interest paramount. They think that their duty is to protect Microsoft and intellectual property people in Silicon Valley that sell software, when their real duty should be to make sure that vote count is secure from the Russians and anybody else that would...
I'm sorry, Brent, but they're going to cut us off. We're at the top of the hour.
We'll
maybe
back another time.
Yeah.
Yeah, anytime. Call me anytime.
All right.
Thanks
good.
A lot. We appreciate it.
You have been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. And we'll see you next week and go from there.
All right. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.